Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson. I am joined in studio by the Blossom Time Coloma Courts. Is that right? Did I say it right, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome. And I've got a studio full. I have like 47 people in here. I'm just kidding. So glad to have you all here. I'm just, instead of going through the introductions and saying all the names at first, I'll just individually introduce you and we'll go across and find out a little bit about everybody. First off, and I know it's a requirement, but I always have to say, y'all look great. Y'all look amazing. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
It's great. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. I'm going to just start and kind of go around the room, and these are not in necessarily any particular order here, but we're going to talk with first runner-up Miss Teen, Kylie Prisk, right? Did I say it right, Kylie?
Yes.
Okay, welcome. Glad you're here. Tell me about Kylie. What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman at Coloma High School.
Coloma High School. And what made you decide to get into Blossom Time? Is this your first year of doing this?
Yes, this is my first year.
So who roped you into it? Who talked you into it?
My mom.
Did she really? Was she involved with Blossom Time in the past? Or?
No, she just thought it'd be fun and a different experience, so I kind of just went out for it, and it was fun.
Yeah? Has it been fun so far?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Now, you were crowned in November, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what have you done since between November and now? What's been exciting? What's been a great thing or the most enriching thing that you've done so far?
Well, right after our pageant, we got to wear our crowns to school, and that was kind of fun. It was something different. We went and saw Santo. We had the Miss Coloma pageant. We also went to Miss Waterfleet and had our formal pictures taken.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations and best of luck to you coming up on March 11th, right? That's when I had to make sure that I got the dates correct. So, all right, slide the mic over. We're going to talk with Miss Teen Grace Larson. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Are you nervous?
No.
No, this isn't your first time on the microphone here because you were here last year,
yes,
right?
Yes, I was.
Okay, what were you last year and how has it changed to this year?
I was Miss Preteen Blossoms and this year I'm a teen.
Okay. So, yeah. What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade at Upton Middle School.
Okay, so second year in a row now. Are you going to do it again next year?
I don't know yet. Probably just because the experience is really awesome and I've had a lot of fun so far.
What's the best experience so far?
With these guys or
just in general, a Blossom Time in general?
Just being on stage. I love being on stage and talking to people, so that'd probably be the best.
Is she kind of a showboat? Am I right?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay. Okay, embarrass her. So congratulations, Grace.
Thank you.
All right, slide that mic over. We're going to talk with Cassidy Dreyer, Miss Congeniality and second runner-up to Miss Coloma. Hi, Cassidy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
You've got an infectious smile. I like that.
Thank you.
Am I right on that? So yeah, tell me about Cassidy. What grade are you in?
I am a senior at Coloma High School.
Okay, first year for Blossom Time?
Yes, this is my first year going up for any pageant.
And who talked you into doing this, or was it your decision?
Actually, my other queens talked me into it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They just called you up one night or on social media, they're like, hey, you need to do this? Or?
Well, we'd been talking about it for a while, actually since the summer, but yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What do you like to do outside of school in Blossom Time? What are some activities that you're involved in?
I am involved in basketball, track and tennis. I am in National Honor Society, Student Council, and Spanish Club.
Okay. And congratulations and glad that you can be there and best of luck to you. When were you crowned?
January 5th.
January 5th. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's been a little while again. So
yeah.
All right. Slide over to Amber Street. First runner up to Miss Coloma. Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You've got a great smile as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me about Amber. What grade are you in?
I'm a senior at Coloma High School.
First year for Blossom Time for you?
Yeah, being on court. Yeah.
On court. So, so that means you were involved somehow prior to this?
Or? Yeah. So I don't remember what year it was, but me and Sam both, we actually went out for the Miss Teen pageant.
Okay.
So since then, that's what made me want to go out for Miss Coloma.
Okay. So what's been the best thing so far since you were crowned, but what's been the best experience for you so far?
I'd say probably getting crowned with my two best friends.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And just getting to know everybody too, I bet, is
a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What do you like to do in your spare time?
I work a lot.
Do you? Where do you work? We can give a little plug.
I work at Baguette of France in St. Joe.
Okay. Awesome. Congratulations. Glad you could be here. So,
thank you.
All right. So now we'll move over to Miss Coloma, Samantha Scott. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And first off, congratulations to all of you. But
thank you.
Tell me about Samantha. What grade are you in?
I'm a senior at Coloma High School.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that? I'm kidding. So what? Well, since last fall. So first year for Blossom Time for you?
I was actually Miss Teen Coloma 2017, but they're not involved with Blossom Time.
Okay.
But with the Coloma Court twice. Yeah.
Very cool. So you're just a glutton for punishment. So you want to come back and do this again? I'm just kidding. So what's been really rewarding for you? What caused you to want to come back and do this again and run for this again?
I had a lot of fun my Miss Teen year. I liked being on stage a lot. I liked talking to people, and I've gained a lot of self-confidence, which is probably the best part about it, because before I was a shy little girl.
Were you really?
Wouldn't talk to anybody. Yes.
Would you, rest of the court, is she really?
Yes.
Really? I wouldn't have noticed. You speak right up and you have no problems doing this. It seems like to me, unless you're got the sweaty palms going right now or something, but yeah. Do you really? All right, we'll get to help. I'll really ask you the tough questions here. So, well, congratulations. What do you like to do in your spare time?
I love animals.
Do you?
So, yep, I work with animals a lot. I'm in track. I'm a National Honor Society Student Council. So a lot with school.
After you graduate, what are you thinking about doing?
I want to get my bachelor's in biology and then hopefully get into vet school at Michigan State.
Very cool. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mr. Coloma, Sincere Taylor, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. I love that crown. It's almost is it almost a little too big for your head? It seems like.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
So it was very big for my head.
Does he have a big head to make that fit? Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. So.
Yeah.
tell me about what you do. What grade are you in?
I'm a senior at Coloma High School.
First year for Blossom Time then?
Yes.
Really? Why? So what made you decide? Who poked you to want to do this? Or did you decide on your own?
Well, it was these lovely ladies to my right.
Is that right?
They came up to me saying, hey, you should run for Mr. Coloma. And I was like, you know what? I'll just take up on that chance and go for it.
Was that really his first response? Or did he basically say, no, I'm not? Did he have to have a little persuasion?
Not really.
He was actually pretty intrigued.
Was he?
Yes.
Okay. So... Well, that's great. So what do you like to do outside of school in your spare time and stuff?
I do love to run. Like, this is a big hobby of mine. I do want to go to college and go, like, run for track. Got a few offers, and I love, you know, helping people and just going out with friends, pretty much.
You said you have a few offers?
Yes.
Can you elaborate a little bit for me?
I got one from, I go from Concordia University in Wisconsin. I go from Indiana Tech in Indiana. Mm-hmm. I have one in from Albion and Spring Arbor. Spring Arbor I'm looking into right now pretty much. I really am interested in them.
So you run track. What's your specialty and what's your best in track then?
I really love the 200 and the 400.
Best time?
My best time is probably a low 23 in the 200. And in the 400, I'm at like a 52 right now.
That's pretty impressive. So he runs pretty fast, right?
Well, he won at state.
You won at state?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah, it was a team effort. 2018, we won state for the 4x200.
Mm-hmm.
It was the team of me, Cale Bellows, Josh Young, and Derek Plitt. It pretty much won state, and that was like a huge.
Yeah. You think?
Jeez. It was just a huge moment in my life, you know. It really like inspired me to keep running and just to go on in life and keep doing what I like to do. That's just running.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Move over to Bella Greenman, Miss Sweetie, to Miss Coloma. Hi, Bella.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
You all have great
you?
Smiles. I'm looking over the computer monitors here in the studio. So great smile. So tell me about Bella. What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman at Coloma High School.
First year for Blossom Time?
Yes.
Is it? What made you decide?
My sister went out for Miss Teen Coloma. Uh-huh. And she went out for Miss Coloma. And she said that it was a lot of fun. And so I wanted to try.
Has it been a lot of fun?
Yes, it has been.
Really? Did you hear that response? That yes, it was.
Yes.
So, what was the most exciting thing so far? What's been really fun?
I think crowning, but in my opinion, the most fun part about all of this is the rehearsals before the pageant.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun, a lot of goofing off, but it all pays off at the end.
A lot of goofing off, but a lot of fun, but a lot of work too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. So, all right. Well, congratulations. So, let's see. Do we go with Zach next or should we, you know what, I'll come over to David and then I'll come back to you. How's that? So David Heiler, second runner-up to Mr. Coloma and Mr. Nice Guy, and I'll come back to that one. So tell me about David. What grade are you in?
I'm a senior at Waterville High School.
Senior, first year for Blossom Time for you?
Yes.
What made you decide?
My sister kind of talked me into
She poked you, pushed you into
she
it?
She got second runner-up for okay. high school last year.
All right. Ago. Tell me about the Mr. Nice Guy. How do you get voted Mr. Nice Guy?
No idea.
Well, is that something you tried out for? Or somebody just said, hey, we're going to make you Mr. Nice Guy?
The second one?
Okay. So after post-high school plans, what are you thinking?
I'm going to become a mechanic.
A mechanic? Auto mechanic? Yeah. Very cool. You like working on cars?
Yes.
It's kind of fun sometimes. Yeah. So I got blisters from working on mine as well. So congratulations, David. Glad to have you here. And then we'll come back because I want to make sure I get everybody in. Zach Lake, first runner up to Mr. Coloma. How you doing, Zach?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to have you here. Tell me about Zach. What grade are you in?
I'm a senior at Coloma High School.
Awesome. And what do you like to do outside of school? Any hobbies, interests? What do you like?
I really enjoy working out I'm a little under the weather, so.
Not feeling too hot today?
Yeah,
that's okay.
So,
that's fine. You like working out? What do you like? I mean, like running, weightlifting, or what do you like?
Weightlifting, because I'm really big into football, and it's a passion of mine, and I'm really trying to go. I'm chasing a dream right now.
Okay.
Turn that into a reality. But I also, I like to play video games.
Good for you.
I enjoy dancing and singing in the shower. But,
long walks on the beach. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure, you know.
Post-high school plans, what are you thinking?
I plan on going to college. I'm not sure where at yet to pursue football. But I'm going to study to be a physical therapist.
Good for you.
I just recently, someone elaborated a little bit, and, thinking about going to the nursing field through that. It's mm-hmm. a little bit smarter way. But I'm not exactly sure where I want to go yet.
Yeah. Well, congratulations and thanks
for
coming here. So I wish we had a little more time because I've got other questions, but Blossom Time Coloma Court, thank you all for coming in and taking time out of your school day. I know it was tough to come out of school to do this for us, but thanks all for coming in and sharing your story with us. You can respond.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, honestly.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.